Good afternoon, Scott Sparrow. This is Chris Moore, here to offer you comment and critique in the area of percussion at the Sand Mountain Invitational in Boaz, Alabama, October 4th, 2025. Beautiful, beautiful afternoon for this activity. Band's coming in right now. I'd like to wish you guys luck. Hadn't seen you guys in a minute and look forward to seeing what product you're putting out on the field this year. So good luck and have a great time out there today.
Color guard instructors, is your band ready? Please welcome to the field the Scottsboro High School Wildcat Marching Band.
And away we go. Nice front ensemble presence. Like the way that the drum line is incorporated into the opening formation. Oh, great effects down front. Formel at work appreciated in the marimba and vibes. I'd bring that out in the xylophone, that rhythm. Wind's not quite aligning the way we'd want to with the front ensemble. Dubba, 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 dubba. Overall, good. I've got some feed problems. It's a light, though, the way that the drum line, once again, is incorporated in the drill with the low brass. Some out-of-step problems in that earlier drill move. Fun. Good beat. The unison bass drum could back off just a little bit in this stadium. Thank you for the suspended cymbal effects down front. And let's dampen those with the cutoff with the drum major. Make sure that aligns backfield. Yeah, thank you for the crescendo and the battery. Yeah, tenor. Nice little work in the tenors. Da-da-da-da-da. Make sure it aligns between the band. Thank you for the decrescendo. Beautiful mallets. Nice basses. Oh, yeah, basses. Tenor, good. A+. Thank you, mallets. Got to make sure lines backfield with the winds, though. And I don't think it was the mallet player's fault. I think the winds are playing a little behind the beat. Beautiful stick work in the snare and tenor. Really aligned heights. Your approach to the instruments the same. Very nice. Very nice. Bass drums a little bit behind the beat. Didn't quite align with the band. I mean the front ensemble. The pulse. Okay, beautiful marching technique in the bass drum. Subdivision of the feet, A+. I tell you, just no point deduction with this, but a shaker just to get the momentum going. If you felt like playing around with that after contest season ends, but that might have given just propelled this piece a little bit more. Okay, pitted bass drum, make sure you're right on top of that beat. That was better. Thank you, Mallets. There we go. Nice. Beautiful. Yeah, basses, get it. Beautiful diddle work in the tenors. Got bass drums. Got to all stop at the same time. Know the counts on the release of that drill movement. Beautiful heights in the snares. Thank you. Some nice textures coming out of the front ensemble with my auxiliary percussion players. Thank you. Thanks, Triangle. Clean entrance, thank you. Yeah, tenor. Yeah, nice. Now, this is kind of featuring the mallet voice here, so the battery needs to quiet down here. Let the mallets be featured. I would suggest taking that down a couple of notches dynamically so that we hear that mallet voice a little bit better. Very strong bass drum line. Great effect. Yeah, nice. Like the way you're into the show. Snare and tenor heights are just spectacular. Good job. Okay, good. Let's roll that cymbal and then think about, make sure that your release lines up with the band. Guys, this is good. This is a really good show. I enjoyed this quite a bit. Hard work evident in every aspect of this. Very good. The only thing to really pick at this point is execution. There were some times there were some alignment issues between band, specifically woodwind passages, that and how they laid over the front ensemble with that. It's all minor and it all came together with that, but you just kind of need to think about that in terms of making sure that everybody's keyed in on your pulse pocket, everybody knows where to listen for the alignment, and then, you know, trusting the drum major's hands to make sure that they're keeping you in time. But that was kind of the execution thing. Effective use of all elements. There were some nice textures going down on the front thing. And overall, good effectiveness to the wind parts. Staging, very nice. Showmanship, a lot of attention to detail. Made a couple of suggestions, musicality wise, with dynamics, kind of knowing what is the voice you're supposed to be really hearing. In the and you know, you had your snare and tenor features, but then when the mallets come back into the drum break, make sure that we've lowered it down to kind of identify that as the lead voice. Guys, it's a very solid group. You do things very, very well, and I was very pleased, and I just enjoyed watching your show. Congratulations on your hard work.